Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I please have first and your last name?
My name is Becky Ernest, EARNEST.
All right, thank you. And your zip code, please.
38879.
All right, and may I get you to verify your shipping address for me, please?
It's Post Office Box 272, Verona, VERONA, Mississippi, 38879.
All right, and thank you. And looking over the count, I do see the 2nd of March, you ordered the Hype Watch for the shipping of $5.97, and then also the Hype Pods for $5.97 as well. How may I help you?
I don't need these at all. I don't remember doing this.
Okay, now if you don't recall placing the order, I can transfer you over to our fraud department if you don't recall placing the order.
Okay, well, I must have because it's on there, but I don't need these two products. So if it was shipped, have they been shipped?
Yes, ma'am. They were shipped out on the 4th. So yes, ma'am, they have been shipped out.
That was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. To return these, what do I need to do? Or what? I got these like for the price of like five, the shipping was $5.97.
Yes, ma'am. Now that's the shipping cost, $5.97. But after 14 days, that watch
right.
is $59.97, and those pods is $29.97.
Okay, how do I get that back to you?
Okay, so I understand you're wanting to just send both of the products back to us. Now that
yes.
Hype Watch, it does help track your sleeping, your heart rate monitoring as well. It does keep you in shape. The Hype Pods does give you 6 hours playback time, and they are sweat-proof as well. Now, if you want to keep them, we do give a 35% discount towards those prices that I mentioned, that I quoted to you if you want to just keep the product.
Okay, do you get a... How much of a discount? 35?
Yes, ma'am.
Of these prices that you quoted to me. Okay, what if I still decide I don't want them? Because I don't really.
Okay, now I'm just offering to you. I mean, if you don't, you know, want to, I mean, you can, you know, you don't have to. It's just offers that they already have on your account. The next offer that they have on your account is a 50% discount, which goes towards each one of those prices as well. Would you want to do that?
I just don't want them. I don't need them.
Okay. All right. So let's
I'm
see.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm
no.
Oh,
no.
So, you know,
No, no, you're fine. No problem.
You do crazy things when you get old like me. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No problem. And the last offer that they have for those two products is a 75% discount.
Is how much?
A 75% discount.
Okay, so I can't just return them, right?
I mean, if you want to, I mean, it's just basically because the reason why we offer those discounts is because you do have to pay your own expense to have the product sent back to us. So that's why we just do like a discount if the customer just want to go ahead and keep them instead of having to pay to have them sent back to us.
Okay. I don't know how much it would cost to, you know, send back to you. I may check that out. Okay. The other 75%, is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
How much would they be? Then, I mean, total, can you tell me how much that would be? Would that be less than actually a shipping price?
Let's see. I don't even know what they'll, you know, what they'll charge for the shipping, but I can tell you what it would be with that two discount.
Okay,
I can tell you that.
75% off. Yeah, that would
okay.
be easier.
Okay, let's
I'm kind of confused, and it's Friday at 7:30 a.m. So, and it's
right.
I know it's earlier there now. I know you've been working all night, probably.
Okay, let's see.
Just don't retire. This is what people get into when they retire. Have time on their hands.
Yes,
That's
ma'am.
What happens.
That's what happens.
Yeah. And the bad part about this, I was a banker for 30 years, so, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so the one that's the watch that's for $59.97 with that discounted rate, you'll be able to get it, keep it for $14.99. And then let's see, the one that's $29.97, you'll be able to
be how much?
That one would be for $742. I'm sorry, $749.
And that's total price.
So one would be for $14.99.
Right.
And then the other one would be for $749. So the total amount would be for
$22.48. Okay. I can see if my granddaughter would want the pods. I hate to send anything back. I hate to do that because I've never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see if I can find someone to take these, you know, they would buy them or whatever. So what do I do in that circumstance? I hate to do this. I really, really do. And I also worked in retail for 10 years, you know. I worked in a department store for 10 years, and I know how all this is, and I really, really hate to do it. So,
I mean, that's okay. I mean, if you want to send them back, I mean, that's fine. You can do so. Okay, so I'm going to give you the address to where if you want, you know, you can just send them back if you don't want to keep them. That'll be fine.
Okay, do I need to send any notification or anything, or what do I need to send back when I return them?
Okay, when you return them, just put your information there. Just put your, you know, your first and your last name in your shipping information. Just put that on there.
Okay.
That's all you
okay.
have to put on there.
Okay. Okay, I don't have to put like a order number or anything that I'll have.
I'm going to give you one to put on there just to be on the safe side.
Okay. Okay, just tell me what I need to do. If I don't, do I just send this $22.48? How do I do that?
Repeat that again for Ms. Becky.
If I decide to keep them with the 75% discount, how do I do that? Someone that would want them.
If you decide to do that, then just give us a call back and let us know, okay? Because what we do is, because you've only been, like I said, you've only been charged the shipping cost so far. So what we do when a customer's wanting to send the products back, we do extend it out for 7 days, starting from today's date, for them to send it back. So that's the way it doesn't get charged before they send it back to us. So if you want to keep them, just, you know, let us know ahead of time.
Okay, so if I decide I find someone to buy them or whatever, I'll just call back at this 844-449-9513.
Yes, ma'am, and you do have until the 11th.
The 11th?
Yes, ma'am, because that would be considered as the 7th business day.
Okay, because I haven't gotten them yet. I don't know. When would I get them if they're just shipped yesterday?
Let's see. Yeah, because it was just shipped yesterday. So I'm going to give you a little while. I'm going to give you more time.
Yeah, because I haven't received them yet.
Yeah, what I do, I give you until I do to April. What I do is I give you until April the 5th just to see if you like them and you just want to keep them. That way, that'll give you more time to see if anyone else want to, you know, get them or not.
Yeah,
I do that for you.
Okay, that'll be great. I would appreciate it because I hate to do this to you too. So.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yeah. I do that for you. Let me just put on your account, Ms. Becky. Give me a moment.
Okay, that'll be fine. Thank you.
All right, and thank you for holding for me. And I did go ahead and put that extension in there. I did give you up to April the 5th, okay?
Okay, I've got that written down with an asterisk here, so okay.
Okay, yes,
I've,
ma'am.
I've had 6 cups of coffee already this morning.
Oh, boy, so you're ready.
Well, I just been so upset about this, what I did, and I didn't know if I did it or, you know, if I, you know, anyway, I was just really upset. I'm easily excitable, but anyway, I'm okay now that I've talked to a person and you sound so nice. So anyway.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for that, Ms. Becky. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Okay. Now, what do I need? What information do I need here?
So let me give you that number just in case you decide to send them back. Okay. Now, if you do decide to send them back, just let us call. Still call us back to let us know that you're going to send it back. Okay.
Okay, what's the number?
And that order number is 368. 368. E as in Edward.
Yes. Okay.
And then E as in Edward again.
Okay.
696. A as in Apple, and then 6.
What was the last number?
6.
6. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. As in between 5 and 7, right? Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're
okay.
Right.
Okay. Let me repeat that back. 368-EE-696-A-6.
Yes, that is correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. But I'll call back first and then talk to someone and, you know, make sure everything is okay and get the address and everything. But hopefully I can find someone to, you know, to keep them or whatever, and I'll just pay for them then.
So, okay. No problem at all. Just call us back and let us know what you want to do. If you do decide, you know, just do this, keep and let someone else get the product, then still let us know so you can be charged a 75% discount on those products.
Yeah, I sure will. I appreciate it so much, Tiffany. You've been a great help and a great consult to my mind here today. So you made my Friday complete. So.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Miss Becky. You enjoy your Friday and your weekend as well.
I've been customer service for a long time in my lifetime, so I know what it's like to be on the receiving end of something
right.
like this. So, and I've had some very, very ugly customers in my lifetime, so I've always tried to be kind.
Yes, ma'am. Me too. I totally understand.
Okay. Thank you, Tiffany. You have a good day.
All right. You do the same. Thank you for calling customer service.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.